ABC Radio Australia.
Well, there's been praise in Honiara for the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force's speedy response to the riots that followed the election of Manasa Sogavare as Prime Minister on Wednesday. Around 50 people were arrested after rioters caused damage to some parts of the city, such as Chinatown. But even in the affected areas, people have congratulated the police for quickly bringing the situation under control. The response stands in stark contrast to what happened during a similar situation in 2006, when a prime ministerial election sparked widespread riots and looting. Liam Fox reports.
Lisa Horowapu from the women's group Voice Blong Mary lives on a hill in Kukum, one of the busiest areas in Honiara. She saw protesters start to gather not long after Manasa Sogavare's election as prime minister was publicly announced on Wednesday. But she says police were waiting for them.
The crowd was like coming down and thinking that they could go down to the busy market area and the shops, but they couldn't because the police were blocking the roads. The response was fast and also more professional, I'd say.
One of the worst-hit areas on Wednesday was Chinatown, where a few stores were looted and buildings damaged by rock-throwing rioters. But Matthew Kwan, president of the Chinese Association of Solomon Islands, says it could have been much worse if it was not for the quick police response.
The damage was very, very minimal. The Royal Solomon Island Police Force handled the situation very well. They were prepared together with local security forces as well, that's hired by the Chinese Association within Chinatown. So they actually didn't get much of a chance to come in.
It was a very different story back in 2006. Back then, Chinatown was badly damaged and there was widespread looting as rioters ran amok following the controversial election of Snyder Rini as Prime Minister. The police were criticised for effectively abandoning the city to the mob. Atanasi Atta, CEO of the Solomon Islands Chamber of Commerce and Industry, was at Parliament back in 2006 when the trouble started. She says what she saw from the police on Wednesday was a huge improvement.
Just being able to see the rapid response unit just standing there, like physically present, not in an aggressive manner. And they were fast to respond. So generally, overall, I think it was positive.
The police force's response to Wednesday's trouble could be seen as its first major test since the end of the 14-year regional assistance mission to Solomon Islands, Ramsey, in 2017. Ramsey arrived in 2003 to restore peace and stability to the country after a five-year period of ethnic conflict known as the Tensions. Rebuilding the capability and the reputation of the police force was one of its major tasks after police impartiality broke down and some officers became participants in the conflict. Ms. Atta says none of the old ethnic divisions were present on Wednesday.
I think it'll go a long way to restore confidence. They were very professional. You didn't get a sense of, you know, the ethnicities coming through. Nothing at all.
Meanwhile, Police Deputy Commissioner Gabrielle Manalusi has thanked the majority of Honiara's residents for staying away from Wednesday's disturbances. In a statement released yesterday afternoon, he said the situation in the city had returned to normal.